This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 1st of March, and you know how significant March is. Well, as I say, we are Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. My brothers and sisters all around the world, I thank each and every one of you for watching and listening The Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. I certainly can be accessed through numerous platforms. And I give shout outs to David Roker, who listens to Track World as often as he can. David used to take care of our lawn numerous years ago. I also give a shout out to First Caribbean in Palmdale for the excellence of clients. I'm talking about them taking care with excellence of their clients. And then we're talking about giving kudos to Patrice Rigby from Turks and Caicos, who listens every time she has an opportunity. I'm excited about the persons who have been honored by the government. One is former B3's president, Kurt Hollingsworth, ambassador for Miami. And we're talking about my good cousin from Exuma, and all of our cousins are good. I'm talking about Stan Smith, who is now the representative at the United Nations for the Bahamas. We are extremely proud of Stan. And I tell you this, the unfortunate part of it is that both mother and father passed before he had this opportunity. I also give kudos to Charisma Taylor, who finished championships for third, and I'm seeing her in the triple jump. Her performance was 45 feet and 1 inch. She did a silver medal in the 60 meters hurdles indoor in a personal best of 7.93 seconds. She is at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And I also wish to provide athletes who've been given pride by the Bahamas. I'm talking about one is Debbie Ferguson for the 100 meters and the 200 meters. She's a great athlete. And we're talking about people in the Caribbean now. Later on, another time, I will tell you who has put this thing together. We're talking about Bradley Cooper. He is honored in the Caribbean for the discus. Well, my co-host is none other than, is not here yet. And her name is Philippa Willie. And unfortunately, I call him Livingston Bones Heaven, who's was a great junior sprinter and long jumper. He's not been able to get here. So he missed this show. We'll have him on at another time. We will tell you who this Track World is brought by. It's brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, also brought to you by Vaughn L. Culmer, Insurance Brokers and Agents. And then we are talking about me being in the financial services business for 41 years. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. We are Cleaners A-Team. And for your information, we really appreciate your patronage. We will now go to our first commercial break. And upon that, we will tell you some things. And because we don't have our guest here today, and we have not seen my co-host, there's plenty that we can say. And thank you very so much. And we'll be back.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Sign up for CostRight membership and join the Savings Club. As a member, you get access to exclusive discounts on your favorite grocery club packs, appliances, electronics, outdoor living, and so much more. Whether shopping for your home or business, you can enjoy low warehouse prices on products. Your CostRight membership also allows you to save at other participating businesses, and Gold Card members can earn an annual 2% reward up to $500. Sign up for the CostRight membership card today and let the savings begin.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back on Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. Well, I know some people would like to call, even though Bones is not here. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text number, powered by none other than BTC, is 422-4796. Somebody that I meet every now and then in the food store told me that she listens to the show every time. But I said, I need to hear you text or call. So the numbers again are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And as I say, the text number is texting number now, 422-4796. And I'd like to say that Edric Poitier is on watching, and he did the same thing last week. And Mary Robinson Ramming is watching also. So we talked about the performances of that young lady at the University of Knoxville. And she has done extremely well, nearly as well as the Charlton lady in the hurdles, in the high hurdles for the indoor championships. And by the way, the nationals are not yet coming because we were talking about the SEC, and you know there are all sorts of competitions all through the United States, so there are going to be a whole lot of them before they have the indoor meet for the best of the best in track and field in the United States. So any thoughts about the lady that I talked about? A great long jumper, triple jumper, and a hurdler. So tell us how you feel. Who is the first one going to pick up the phone and speak? I am awaiting you patiently. Let's talk about track and field. You could talk about anything about track and field once it makes some sense. Track and field, my brothers and sisters, and I have to say again that the World Championships in track and field will be held in Eugene, Oregon. It is the very first time it's been held in the United States. Prior to that, it was held in Edmonton, Canada. So the only two places in the world on the Western Hemisphere is Edmonton, and it will be, we're talking about Eugene, where the World Championships are. So let's talk about it. I'm sure that everybody wants to go to the World Championships, and we will see the best of the Bahamians in Eugene, Oregon. And then, a couple of weeks later, we will have the Commonwealth Games in, the Commonwealth Games will be in Britain. And it's going to be exactly where we had the indoor World Championships many years ago. I'm trying to remember the, it is a place where Perry Gladson Christie did some studies And that it's the same place where we are having the Commonwealth Games. So we look forward to that. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, give me a call. The first person who would make a call, and whatever it is, you make a sensible call, and making us asking a question or telling something you'd like to hear, and my brothers and sisters, I will give you a prize. I will give you a prize. And the prize will be for $20. I know somebody who always calls for that $20, and this will be the time for you to hear it today. Because I just saw her today, or yesterday, I think it was at the bank at some point. But let's talk about track and field. Anybody, how do I call it? People who are shy. Some people who are shy are very good, but they don't take you that far. So I want you to be able to open your mouth, pick up the phone, and make some comment of what we're talking about. Track and field, that's what I'm talking about. So let me know, brothers and sisters, or may all that you want may be talking about birthdays, but we will see, and I hope that you're enjoying the show. The show hasn't, it's about 10 minutes or so to 6 o'clock, and we are going to have a show for you. Yes, we are going to have a show for you, and that's what I'm talking about. So we are going to take a brief intermission or break, and then we will talk about things that have happened over the weekend, birthdays of people, significant birthdays of people, people who have passed, one or two people who have passed, and all of that, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what I am talking about. As I said, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mary Robinson, who is watching. Mary Robinson Ramming. I'm not familiar with her. And we're talking about Edric Poitier, who was on the show last week, and on the show with Keith Barker also. So that's what I am talking about.
325-4259.
Plenty of people have been listening to Track and Field, seeing things that happened in the United States and all over the place. So that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. You ready? So I have the opportunity, she is signed on watching, none other than Philippa Arnett. Philippa, you had an excursion, not to Grand Bahama or Abaco, but tell us about your weekend.
We had a wonderful weekend. We traveled to Miramar, Florida, to our gas speed capital and one of the host clubs in Miramar. And it was excellent, Alfie. So it was well attended. We had a large contingency of Bahamians there and clubs and athletes, and they all performed well. We even had an MVP out of Grand Bahama.
Ooh.
From Fast Track. And so
who was that?
I can't remember her name. She was in the 12-13 age division.
Okay.
Yeah. But excellent show by our athletes and our coaches, and even just the whole camaraderie of the Bahamian Grand Bahama and Nassuvians there. Yes. It was excellent. And I want to say a special thank you to James Gomez. Thank you very much.
Well, I will tell him. I will do the same thing.
Yes.
And he hangs out with a cousin of his.
Okay.
Cousin of his, and in the play, the same building.
Yeah. But at Alfie's, it was over 1,500, a little less than 1,500 athletes, and we had field and track athletes
and track,
there.
Yeah.
It was excellent. Excellent competition for our youths, and I think most of them said they'll be back again. Saturday was long, though. Oh, I don't know if they expected that.
That long.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of the other things they added in, the field events and everything else, that make a
difference? Well, I think it's maybe the numbers that...
Just the numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I think the numbers, the invitational...
That you didn't expect.
Correct. Us, the contingent from the Bahamas, I think all the clubs and stuff that went... But yeah, it was long. The meet starts like 7:30, and it went to like almost 9 o'clock.
Boy.
So yeah,
it 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, and so, one of your former guests, Andrew Tynes.
Yes.
Mr. Mike Sands, president of NACAC, his administrator Nikita Thompson.
Yes.
Right. They were the coordinators.
Okay.
And they did an excellent job of organizing everyone for the travel, for the hotel. You know, everybody was left to do their transportation, but it was well organized. Very well
that
organized.
That is something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the other track and field in the various different, what do you call it?
Collegiate. Well, you know, Sean Miller had a...
Yes.
He excelled this weekend, so congratulations to him. And there were a number of other athletes around. I haven't had the chance to really sit down and look at stuff, because as you know, I went and I had the opportunity to announce,
yes,
of course, at the
and
meet.
And you can't do everything.
No, you can't. You can't.
You're very good, but you can't do everything.
And I loved it. I loved it, honestly. But outside of that, yeah. So I haven't really sat down and looked at the competition and the results for this weekend. But I did see that for Sean.
So what I did speak about was this young lady from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Who, Charisma?
Charisma, yes.
Oh, yeah, Tennessee. Oh, well, yes, Charisma PR'd and plus high jump. And she's making a number of records. It's like...
High jump also?
No, she's a triple jumper.
Triple jumper,
yes. Every time she's hitting the board, every time she goes to a meet, she has been overperforming.
That
has been definitely doing well. And, you know, it's so funny sometimes they say atmosphere means everything, because she was at another college.
Yes.
And she made that transition, I think it was about maybe 2 years ago. We learned it when we was in Mexico for Pan Am.
Oh, yes.
And she has been excelling beyond, I think, anybody's expectations. But she's an excellent athlete, excellent character as well.
Boy.
Yeah.
But she in the hurdles.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Oh yes.
That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, very close to
Devin?
Charlton. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's whatever it is, 90th.
But you know that was one of her really first. One of her first better events, you know, hurdles.
I mean, prior to here, jumps?
From Carifta and everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was a hurdler under Diane.
Oh, under Diane,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was in Diane's club.
Yeah.
Club Monica. So, yes, definitely. And I think she sort of transitioned away from it a little bit while she's been at school. Mm-hmm. But she's always had it. Yeah, it's been there.
That is more than good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is just unbelievable, mm-hmm, unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Excellent
so
athlete.
So what I see, we were talking about track and field. Most of you all have a phone, something that you can call into Guardian Radio and talk about what is happening in track and field.
Exciting.
We talk about Eugene, Oregon, mm-hmm, and we talked about the Commonwealth Games.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Commonwealth Games going to be held? Yes, I've been there. Stanley and I have been there, but it's where Perry Gladstone Christie went to school for law. And that's the biggest...
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So remember that now. That mm-hmm. is the That is, that's why they hold it there, mm-hmm. because it's so good. It's a big city in Britain. Mm-hmm. And you won't, I've been to the World Indoor Championships, me and Stanley been there twice. Mm-hmm. In the cold.
Y'all don't miss anymore. I glimpsed him this weekend, even in Miramar.
No, but he said, I told him, he said, but he ain't get home yet.
I glimpsed him. I wasn't able to hail him from where I was sitting.
Yeah.
But I glimpsed him walking in the stadium.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, so, that is good. That is good.
He doesn't miss track. No.
He loves it. That's what it's all about.
And there's a number of persons I like to shout out for persons like that. There are a lot of people who weren't in track, Alfie, but you call them track junkies.
Yeah.
James Gomez is one. I have a friend, Steven. Steven is another one. I mean, these are guys that just listen to Stephen McKinney. They just love track.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people love your memory about track and field.
Yes, yes,
so that's where your listeners come.
That's what they say.
Yes.
Yeah, but I love it.
I know.
I love it. I went to a school that you happen to go to about 50 years after me, 60 years after me. And we, myself, Spence, he was a triple jumper mm-hmm. and long jumper. He has records. And guess what? We, and especially with Alexis, mm-hmm. We come from that school. And we enjoy, what do I call it?
Put that phone down. You're moving it.
What I am saying is that we are at a school where they call our school at SAC Renaissance people. And that means that you can do all sorts of things at one time, that kind of thing.
Well, yes,
and sir. I mean, we enjoy what we do.
Resilient.
Yeah, and on Spencer's radio show, when he talked about the people at SAC, he said, and the people who live in the valley, he said that's where he grew up, so he got to be talking about it. That's what it's all about. But this young lady, my friend, saw me in the food store, Philippa, and she says she listens all the time. I know her. She knows Alexis. Her grandchildren, she has lived in abroad, where I think abroad in Switzerland.
Okay.
And her grandchildren go to QC. And so Alexis knows her. And I saw her in the food store, and she says she listened to it all the time. She says that she was going to do to connect with me. To show.
Facebook connection?
No, I'm talking about with the...
Oh, to dial in.
To text in.
Mm-hmm.
The text in. I'm still waiting for her to do that.
Okay.
So let's see. Talking about track and field and everything, let's talk about Eugene, Oregon again. I had the opportunity of speaking with somebody who was on the show, and he is trying to connect with to see who it is wants to go to Eugene, Oregon, and he said that he has some family in that area, where we went before. It's about 150 miles from Eugene.
Okay.
We had the World Indoor Championships, and I always tend to forget where that was. But they're saying that we can. Oh, my son-in-law went there for the World Indoor Championships, and he said that he loved that. He loved that place. But when they went to the World Junior Championships in Eugene, he said, was kind of tight. It was kind of tight, and that kind of thing. But let's talk about Eugene again. What do we think we could happen in Eugene? And we even get to a number of the senior people starting. You know, just some of them are coming outdoors soon. the next month or so, you exactly. know, that April, kind of thing.
April will probably be when you will start seeing a lot of the senior athletes starting to possibly put the numbers on the track. And, you know, and particularly now because July, the meet is in July. The championship is in July. Normally it's either,
yeah,
you know, like
July, yes. July.
Mid-August.
18th or so.
Correct. Yeah. So I think very soon we're going to start seeing persons popping out and start seeing the times continue to drop and in preparation for their respective country trials.
And I'll tell you this, to make the team, you have to do what you need to do.
Oh, definitely. I think most people are prepared. Eugene is a, as you know, you're a track person. Eugene is an exciting place to where most athletes want to perform.
Want to go, yes.
Yeah, they want to perform, not just go there, Alfie.
And we could remember the Olympic trials.
Yes. So
last year.
And that was in the new Hayward Field. So
yes.
Now this is the World Championship.
The World Championship.
Right. And they've had a number of you know, luckily
special
with
events.
World exactly, yes. World Athletics put a couple meets on there last year as well. So I think most persons have had a good feel for the track. They say the track is very fast.
Very fast.
So I think we're in for some exciting, exciting competition.
Well, talk about the very fast. Just like in Tokyo, the track that we're familiar with, that's the Mondo track, you know, things change.
Yes.
Things change. I listen to people talking about this, that, and the next thing, but things change. They're there. They make their money from doing new things and upping the ante. So when we talk, I give the idea of the young man who, when he ran the 400 hurdles, he gets in there. We saw him in London, and he was a junior, and he won. But when he got again and again, man, that time went down.
You're talking about the world record holder now?
World record holder.
Yeah, he is phenomenal.
And looked like he's mad. Getting up, you know, doing what he needs to do. And people get excited about those things. It's competition. You know, competition is something else.
Hey, it's
it brings out the best of you.
Of course.
And if you don't know how to handle yourself, it may bring out the worst in you. As we saw at the U.S. Olympic trials, where the a record for the 800 meters that nobody had done that before for a long time, and he just missed his calling, and I think that he will be there next year.
Oh, I think so too.
I mean, and not next year, this year.
And yes. Eugene, yes,
the 800 meters man.
Well, you know, Alfie's in the heyday, we would say that those events were long-distance events.
Oh, yes.
Not anymore. Yeah. Not if you sit down and watch those events. These persons are running like 50s and 55 and
yes,
51
yes.
in the on the first lap.
Yes, yes.
So that's split times and flat-out finish times for some 400-meter runners. So the 800 meters is no longer a distance race. I mean, it's a sprint.
It's a sprint. It's
you,
a sprint.
If you watch
you
it, it's a sprint.
It. Yes.
Exactly. And even the 1500 now,
yeah.
When you look at it sometimes, you know. So
We had somebody from Europe who did a personal record, indoor record, I think, for the 1500, as I can remember. So much things is happening all over the world.
Indeed.
And you, if you are a track, what do you call it?
Junkie.
If you're a junkie or not. My friend put something out to me the other day, the one who I brought to the Bahamas, because he's one of the best. And we were roommates in Rome, and he came here to assist with regards to our situation. But he came here when we had an event that had what do I call it now? I'm talking about
World Relays.
He came for the World Relays, but he was here before and talk in terms of walking. And while he was here, I had the opportunity of driving him home. And guess who I connected him with?
Who's that?
Philip McKenzie.
Oh,
and
God.
Philip
Fish.
McKenzie is the one that got the bronze medal And nobody ever since then has had a bronze medal in the walking events. I don't know if we still do the walking events, other than, you know, that kind of thing. So it is real, and he gets excited about those things. He knows just about everything. But the only thing is that some people know a lot, do a lot, but some don't have the technology to do this. And wait one second now. There's somebody from the Caribbean, and he has talked about Debbie Ferguson and Bradley Cooper. Now, what he's talking about is that the athletes in different countries, there are two of them that people love. Okay, so it's Debbie and Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other ones, Juan Torino and I forget the name of the 400-meter or 800-meter runner who had some challenges with the leg and all of that.
Out of
That's some time ago. No. Okay. Yeah, but she was very good. So what I'm saying is that in the Caribbean, this fella, I forget the country that he is in now, but he is the one that has all the statistics
okay.
for the Caribbean, with the exception of my friend who is in Switzerland, and he is out of Trinidad. So he sends, you know, all kinds of things. And it's just unbelievable that we can find and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So your thoughts? Any particular thoughts? Well, we say track nuts and all that kind of thing. But there's nothing wrong with that. No. There's nothing wrong if people get excited.
Of course
there's
not.
Nothing wrong when Troy Kemp was jumping, and after he won, Pancho jump up. You never see Pancho jump up. You know, that kind of thing. Excitement.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You're there for the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there for breaking records.
Of course. Of course.
That's what it's about.
You're there to actually see the work that you put in, Alfie.
Of course.
Speak for itself in most cases. That's you know, definitely what athletes work hard for and what they put the time in for. So April is here, right? It's only March 1, but April is here.
Right. March is
and
voice.
Believe me, the times I think athletes will start, showing out like never before.
You going to Lent?
Of course. I already have my Lenten book.
I have some. I have.
Thanks to Box.
Yes, I have some place to go. But let me say this. I had the opportunity of looking at some of the results, some of the things that Kermit did and everything else about some great performances of some of these athletes we tend to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And doing good times and indoor 400 meters and all of that kind of thing. So that bodes something in the future.
Yes. Well, Alfie, I think we also want to talk to, we go so far to world championships, but that's Grifter in Jamaica. Yeah. Are you going to be there? Because I know you don't miss
nothing. I will be, and I will tell you what I will be doing down there. Oh, the fellow out of, we were supposed to, Laura them, I think, brought him here at some point, but he already says, as one of those people, that he knows how much is in course on at every hotel and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I plan to go down and enjoy myself.
Definitely.
Because, you know, I normally don't go to Karifta because it costs plenty of money.
It does.
But going to Jamaica doesn't cost as much as when you jump on the plane and, you know, when you go all the way down here or there, that kind of thing. And then we're looking at Guyana. Going to Guyana. I haven't been to Guyana, so I'm interested in going to Guyana.
Okay.
And that's another 2 years or something like that.
Are you really definitely planning ahead?
Well,
but we've got
to think about it. If you never think about it, it'll never happen.
Right. But we want to share the dates for Karifta,
if
that's okay.
That's better than okay.
Okay. So the Karifta dates for all of our listeners and for those persons who would love to be in Jamaica to cheer on the Bahamas team, it will be April 16th to 18th.
The 18th.
Right. In Jamaica.
Yeah.
So you want to get your tickets. You want to get your hotels. However you can make it to Jamaica, make
yes,
it there.
Yes.
Drums, cowbells, all of that.
Oh,
You know how they do it.
Oh,
correct.
That's what we do.
That's it. It was so funny at the meet in Miramar this weekend. The gentleman that I was sitting alongside, uh-huh. who was doing the announcement, he said, I heard all y'all do at the meets is make noise. So where the noise? Where the noise? Where's those cowbells?
Looking for the noise, yes. Oh, yes, that's what we do.
Oh, but he was a crazy talker. That's the type of announcer he was. So, yeah, I had an excellent time.
Was that the person you were talking about who did so well, who made a difference to the meet, or somebody else?
Yeah, no. He's excitement.
Uh-huh.
He definitely had the voice. He has excitement, but he's a different twist on announcing. I guess it's anything just to keep the young kids excited, to keep them going, you know, and particularly because the meet was long.
Uh-huh.
But it was a very, very stellar meet. It was excellent. It was the medals, I mean, everything that they put into that meet, Alfie, it showed. It really showed.
Boy, it's something else.
Yeah. It was very, very well organized.
What I want to mention now is birthdays. Guess whose birthday was yesterday? None other than Brooks Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Brooks Johnson, he's old enough. He's old enough.
I know, he's been around for a very long time.
But he participated with Tommy.
He's been around long.
Participated with Tommy.
And coached so many high caliber athletes. And,
of course. You know who he used to coach? And he connected with me, the anchor man on the 4x4 in London. Because he isn't, there's only one anchor man. 4x4 in the Olympics in London. You can't remember that. But anyhow, there has been some issues. It's gone all around the place. So we'll talk about that later. And then C.B. Morse's birthday was yesterday, the 28th, the last day in the month. And then on the 4th is my grandchildren's mom, and her name is Sheretta Tynes. Sheretta Tynes. And then the person behind, after her, is the same thing. Fritz Grant.
Edric said Ramon Miller.
Ramon Miller.
No, I would have not. Edric, I would not have guessed that Alfie was talking about a Bahamian.
I said the Olympics.
But
I talked about us in the Olympics.
No,
the
Olympics, when you say 4x4, I mean,
4x4.
I would not have thought you were talking about Ramon and Brooke Johnson. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. I hear you. So we're talking about Aloysius Johnson is watching. And when I talk to Spence and when I talk to Roosevelt, Aloysius is also always listening. I mean, he is something else. He is something else. And then we're talking about LaVon Fernanda. She is a customer service head at Kalina. And I will tell you this, that she has the same name as our son, LaVon Fernanda. And that's how we connect so much.
Okay.
And her husband is a pilot. Her husband is a pilot. And she said at one point they had gone to Paris. And you remember, something happened in Paris. And people from the Bahamas had to give them the information. Something happened in Paris. But talking to her, she says her son is in Oregon. So we're going to hook up and see how he could get involved. It is just something else. And then...
go online and volunteer.
Go online and volunteer.
They have a volunteer site.
I'm trying to see who this person is that I was talking about. I can't remember, but...
Edric is helping you out. Edric is... You're talking about Annika Rowe when she got burned.
Annika Rowe, yeah.
Annika Rowe.
Yeah,
he said the Cuban comet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She was one of a kind.
Yeah.
You know, and Annika Rowe was in that race.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about in what's the name of the place? Puerto Rico.
Mm.
She was there. Now, one last one, and there are numbers of others, but in terms of birthdays, I have several other birthdays. One is Alan Ingram. I'm talking about the 400 meter man.
Okay.
Alan Ingram, who went with Chanel to the world. It wasn't a World Cup. They were experiencing the first world indoor championships at that time, as I can remember. But the other person, Alan Ingram, I talked about him, and he was in the on the team that set a national record. Joey Wells, Greg Rohl, Charlton, and there are four of them. I said Greg Rohl, Joey Wells, Dave Charlton, and well, that's the one that I miss. I'm talking about, and then we're talking about Rhoda Jackson is on the 3rd of March. She's been a client of mine, but I want to say that Rhoda Jackson was in, I forget, some part of Europe, and she, I connected her with Chris Brown. And she had a Jamaican friend, and they all went there, and they were big time, you know, being able to see Chris Brown. And then we're looking at Patricia Brennan. I talked about my cousin. I talked about those people who have been sent to places around in the United States. And I said that the our man who was for a time in the Outer Grand Bahama and was at St. Anne's, he has been posted in Florida. I'm sure you would know that he's out of Grand Bahama. I can't see you, El, so.
Enza Patton is watching.
Oh, Enza Patton. Yeah. Enza, you'll be happy. You'll be happy of your father who went to a place called St. Augustine's, and he was on there relating. It ain't no joke, you know. They were good. You know, everything improves as time goes by. And then Lila Green, Patricia Brennan is related to our cousin who is now at the UN, Stan Smith. And I mentioned about Stan Smith. Stan Smith is now representing the Bahamas at the UN. And we are people from, I'm talking about Exuma, but Patricia is his aunt.
Okay.
And I, when I go to New York in November, I am going to go to the UN. Ain't no problem with that. This will be good cousin. And you know, we got all good cousins all around the country. And then I talked about Lila Green, whose daughter, she has been my client for a long time, and she is Stanley's sister, and her daughter, Erin, is on this radio show, Guardian Radio. And then we're talking about Yvonne Munka, of course, and that is Frank Rutherford's mother, and on and on and on and on. So that's what we're talking about. You can think of anybody else that we should just make any note of.
You spoke about deaths already?
Deaths, yeah. The death is...
Well, Patricia Coakley.
Coakley.
Yeah, who was very active in Catholic Church and, of course, in the administration of Catholic education.
But would you believe this?
St. Joseph.
Yeah, but would you believe this? Who is her father? Albert Miller. The one and only Albert Miller.
Larry Wilson, you forgetting Larry? Larry Wilson just celebrated his birthday. That's my great.
I thought I had mentioned that before.
I think last week. Yeah.
Yes, last week. But it came
happy
up again.
Happy birthday, Larry.
It came up again.
And he's watching today.
Yes. And then I say this: we are talking about Miss Mortimer. Miss Mortimer, a young lady, and what is so interesting, you know. I see people who pass. Her birthday was, she's born in 1934. and her husband, Mortimer, big fella, out by breezes, mm-hmm. walking across the street, he got knocked down, gone. Somebody else that I knew happened the same thing. You know how the thing turns. Mm-hmm. He got knocked down. But she would go here and there everywhere because she enjoyed dancing. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed dancing and all of that. And before I forget it, Vaughn Culmer, his mother, I think she was, well, I could talk about it. She was a young lady, about 82 or whatever it is. She worked at the big hotels out west. This is before these new hotels now. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, and she was not shy. She's married to Dr. Culmer. Dr. Culmer, who is Dawn's doctor.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is that she enjoyed herself. But what is so interesting, she died on the 22nd. And you know when her birthday was going to be? Around the 6th of March.
Wow.
But what happens is that I see a number of people die close to their birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but...
Betty White.
Betty White, yes. Betty White, mm-hmm. that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But we've had a great show,
yes.
And thank you for Arlington, as we say. And by the way,
remember Carifter, April 16th,
yes.
18th. It's a holiday weekend.
I am going to be there.
So the better, the bigger, the contingent, the better the Bahamians to get
having
the medals.
Having a fantastic. By the way, I was in First Caribbean out west, and this fella saw me. And I know him. And he said, he is going to go on the charter. He's looking at the charter. I said, I ain't going on no charter. Because I will fly with American so I could get my...
You and your points.
Oh,
oh, my gosh.
That's what you live by, eh? I mean, that's plenty of people live by that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is that I know him very well. And I was awkward to ask him his name. This was about 3 weeks ago. And at First Caribbean out west, this fella came in, and I say, man, you used to run, eh? He said, yes, I used to run. And I'm trying to say, you know, it's amazing when you look, because I would ask somebody if they used to run, if you look at them mm-hmm. and you see anything like that. And then you have the young man who went to St. John's. And his father is John Shea,
mm-hmm.
not John Shea, the person who had on Mackey Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about furnitures, and he lives out east, and he passed, but they were his children.
Mm-hmm.
They were his children, and he was telling me about what I was talking about. People going to St. John's. I'm talking about, what's the name? I'm trying to reach him. We can never reach him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about he and Ralph would travel together. They said that. But I have not been able to
reach
him.
They live on the plane.
Yeah, live on the plane. But what I'm saying is that he knows, this fellow knows, not Ralph. I'm talking about the other one. And he says, you know, that's it. Ralph is not here. Ralph is off the island, out of the country.
Okay.
So he has not been able to connect like he normally would, you know, that kind of thing.
Understood.
But I thank you ever so much. Any final things you want to say other than get excited about track and field, not
indeed.
Just, you know.
Indeed. And just to remember that we celebrate all of our athletes.
Oh,
for
yes.
all of the collegiate, particularly the collegiate athletes,
yes.
and our youth and junior
yeah.
athletes, because we know that they're everywhere, and they are overperforming. Yeah. So I think there's going to be a very, very great senior and junior trials this year for us, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, one thing I needed to mention is that our lady, who does a real good job at Cable Bahamas, and you know who that is? That is the one who will break a world record in the 400 meters.
Of course, Shawnee Miller.
But Shawnee had a little challenge at the meet in Britain, and she decided to just slow it down.
Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anything from her otherwise, but you better slow it down because you have to be ready.
They're professionally managed.
They're professionally managed,
and their agents and their coaches, and they know their bodies. They know what they need. They know what they shouldn't do. So we're going to trust the process. The process has worked for them. So after watching her last year,
yes.
I mean,
oh, unbelievable.
You know, making a choice to sit, you know,
sit out a one.
Yeah. I mean, even though you ran it, but perform at a high level, mm-hmm. even in all the pain that you, yes. you know. So I think let's trust the process. Trust the process. James Ray McDonald Jr. is watching.
He's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And how is your bride, my brother? And I'm sure that you're going to be here for Laura Lem's event, whenever that comes up, Philippa.
What's that?
Laura's...
Star Trackers,
yes.
You missed... Well, you remember now, a lot that we don't have meets right now. We're just having time trials.
Yeah, but it's coming up, though.
No, they already had it. They might have another one, but their main one is held in February.
You sure did.
That was the meet that there was the interruption.
Oh, okay. Yes, I understand.
Correct, that was that meet. Yeah. Again, that was where we had... 8 CARIFTA qualifiers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. There are a number. I think Red Lang is trying to have one as well this month, and DTSB Wolfpack is going to have one as well. So for those persons interested in competing, because they are no spectator meets for right now, until a decision is changed, but. Those are the persons just trying to get the athletes in shape and get them, keep them sharp and whatsoever for right now. So Red Line under Tito Moss is having a meet. Mm-hmm. So if you have athletes who are interested to see Red Line organizers,
yes.
and then DTSB Wolfpack, I think their meet might be March 12th, which would be closer.
Close, yes.
So you can see Coach Clark those about that one as well.
Well, thank you ever so much.
My pleasure.
My co-host. And we're going to ratchet up. It has to be ratcheted up because, it's excitement.
Indeed.
And I love it.
Yes.
And thank everybody who listens to the show. Thank all of Guardian Radio, all of our producers. Thank you ever so much. And we'll see you next week.